What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 109 of the Car 5 podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about Ferrari and their brand new convertible version of the 812 Superfast, the 812 GTS. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So ladies and gentlemen, Ferrari truly is bringing back something rather special because we have not had a front engine V12 convertible from Ferrari in quite some time. Thus, the 812 GTS is born. This is a car I'm particularly excited about. My favorite Ferraris, I have two of them. I'm not necessarily the biggest Ferrari person out there in the world, but I do like the brand a little bit, and there is two cars in particular that I do enjoy. One of them, if I'm remembering the year correctly, it's 1959 Ferrari California, and then the other car is the F12 Berlinetta and the 812 Superfast. Basically, the F12s and the 812s, I like those cars. Don't get me wrong, LaFerrari is cool, but it's not my favorite Ferrari. It's just not. I love the F12 and I love the 812. So I was super excited when Ferrari announced the 812 GTS, a front-engine V12 that is finally convertible. We haven't had that from Ferrari for quite some time. Now, getting down to the specifications, what differs the 812 GTS from the 812 Superfast? Well, outside of a few aerodynamic changes and modifications on the outside of the car, specifications are practically the same. It's still going to be a 6.5 liter V12 that's going to push 790 horsepower and 530 foot-pounds of torque. Your top speed is achieved at 211 miles per hour, while your 0 to 60 time is just under 3 seconds. Now, some of the changes they did have to make, the air ducts being one of them, that were originally towards the rear wheels of the car are now on the rear fenders. Because this convertible top, I guess they just had to make changes with it. I've also had to change the rear diffuser in the car to modify to compensate that. I guess the way the roof folds into the trunk of the car did make it have a little bit different. So additionally, the 812 GTS as well, there is a brand new eco-friendly stop-start button, which for those that aren't aware, they're in most cars nowadays. It's where the car will turn itself off, turn itself back on to help save you on fuel in times when you're in heavy traffic, stoplight, stop signs, things and such, as well as a new gasoline particulate filter has been added on the 812 GTS in order to further comply with getting stricter and stricter EPA and other emission regulations. Now, pricing on the 812 GTS naturally will think it is going to be a little bit more expensive than the 812 Superfast. Reason being is the 812 Superfast is starting price is currently $335,275. But again, most convertible versions of cars or cabriolet conversions of cars, however you prefer to say it, typically are more expensive. They just naturally are. If you look at a 911 Turbo S coupe and a 911 Turbo S cabriolet is more expensive. It's just more expensive to make. That's why. Now, the joy of a convertible vehicle is not one many will understand unless you've legitimately experienced it. Now, I can honestly say I was that person when I was a little bit younger than I am now. I'm still particularly young, but I wasn't really about convertibles. I just wasn't. I mean, I've never had a problem with convertibles in regards to looks, but they just never really appealed to me. I just didn't really think they were necessary until I actually owned one. Oh my God. If you just have a very high-end luxury car or a very nice performance car, having a convertible top or, again, cabriolet, whichever you prefer to say, it just makes the car feel more alive. The reason why, so if you happen to be an 812 Superfast owner, first of all, thank you for listening to this podcast. But if you're not, like I definitely am not, let's just envision ourselves real quick. We're in an 812 Superfast. We're driving along the ocean, or we are in the middle of a forest through some back, you know, roads or something along the sides, and you can just hear the sound of the exhaust. You can hear the backfire. You can feel the cool breeze in the air. It's a wonderful experience. Now, literally take the roof off and expose yourself to the elements. The exhaust is even louder. You can hear the engine. You can feel the wind rushing through your hair. You can feel the slight breeze, maybe a little bit of mist in the air. You're just with the elements, and you're outside, but you're inside, and you've got a phenomenal car. I don't know. It's just convertibles in the right car are just truly something special. You guys know my favorite car of all time is the Aventador. An Aventador Roadster is one of my dream cars. It just is. I can only imagine what it's like driving that car alongside the ocean or in some forest back roads and just hearing the engine, hearing the exhaust. And it's the same thing for the 812 GTS. This is one of my favorite Ferraris. So now I'm all about, in regards to Ferrari, the 812 GTS compared to the 812 Superfast. And I'm just excited about this car. It's not too much. I get too pumped about Ferrari news. Again, I love the brand. There's a little bit of leniency I do have with them, but overall, they are a great brand. This is a car I'm genuinely excited about. I can't wait to see one. Hopefully, I get to drive one one day, or rather, own one as well. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we pretty much got for episode 109. Short and sweet today. Not too much to tell, because the 812 GTS is basically the same car as an 812 Superfast. It's just got no roof, and there's a couple aerodynamic changes and a particular filter change, and that's it. But still extremely exciting nonetheless. Thank you so much for tuning into episode 109, talking about Ferrari's newest car, the 812 GTS. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you guys are listening to the podcast for the first time, thank you so much. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel. Unless you're watching on YouTube right now in this video, feel free to just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you need anything from me, shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the link in the description. www.tlog.com is your guys' go-to automotive resource for anything car merchandise. You want a hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car brand? I got a coupon code for you guys in the link as well. www.tlog.com. Last but not least, don't forget to tune into episode number 110. Something I'm super excited about. The AMG GT73 Hybrid from Mercedes-Benz is officially confirmed. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.